So we do know that stress is a risk factor for heart attacks, and we know this from interesting studies that look at, for instance, the number of heart attacks during the World Soccer Cup. It goes up, so there are more people having heart attacks. It also is higher in soldiers that are in the battlefield and are exposed to stress there. So it has been known for a while that stress is not good for you. And it increases the risk of heart attacks. But the precise mechanism wasn't so clear.
What first gave you the clue that an increased number of white blood cells might be responsible for the link between stress and heart attacks?
So it has been known for a while that an increased number of white blood cells in circulation is associated with an increased number of heart attacks and increased number of strokes. And this is how we got started.
Tell me a little bit about the first experiment that you did, looking at doctors. I guess that's pretty stressful.
Right. So what we did there is we chose fairly junior doctors that work as residents on the intensive care unit. And I recall that this is a stressful situation because I was in that position myself. That's 10 years back, but it's a fresh memory. You are constantly faced with important decisions. It's a high-pressure environment, and you have to act quickly. You also don't know what's going to happen next. And, you want to give your best, so you save these patients. We could take blood from these doctors after they worked on ICU for a week and could compare it to a rest period of a week also because they had a rota where they work for a week and then they are off for a week. And we found that after a week of work on ICU, their levels of leukocytes in the blood were significantly higher.
These are the white blood cells.
Right.
So for the doctors, it looks like they're getting more of these white blood cells when they're more stressed. But that's not a direct link to heart attacks. I guess none of them had a heart incident during that time.
That's a very good point. Atherosclerosis is a multifactorial disease, and there are a lot of different risk factors that lead to a heart attack, and these include high blood cholesterol, family history, smoking is an important risk factor, overweight, and so forth, and that even includes older age. So if you look at this young population of doctors in their late 20s, early 30s, they don't have a lot of these risk factors. So if they're exposed to the stress and just the stress as a risk factor without all the other risk factors, they're not likely to get a heart attack.
How did you then go on to make more of a link between these white blood cells and problems with the heart and these kind of fatty deposits?
So what we did there is we used mice that are prone to atherosclerosis and it has very high blood cholesterol levels. Also because you feed them a high cholesterol diet.
Do they get, chips and things?
They get something that we nicknamed the burger diet. So very fatty and very unhealthy. And they develop atherosclerosis just by sitting in the cage and not moving much and eating a lot of these burgers. And what we did is in a subgroup of these mice, we induced chronic stressors. So for instance, what we did is we tilted the cage somewhat and we crowded these mice. They're usually like three mice in a cage, and we put 10 in a cage. And then 3 weeks later, we looked at their plaque, and it was more inflamed. They had more white blood cells inside the plaque. They had more white blood cells in blood, circulating in blood. And also the activity of the stem cells in the bone marrow that give rise to white blood cells was increased.
So from your experiments, you can kind of say, well, stress leads to more white blood cells, and then this leads to more white blood cells in these plaques, these fatty deposits. Given that there does seem to be this very complex interplay of factors that lead to problems with heart attacks, but that stress is a role, what would you advise people to do to cut down on their stress?
So I think there are two ways of dealing with it. One is to really try and minimize the exposure to stress. If that's not possible, often it isn't possible because you're exposed to a stressful job, then you can do something about the other risk factors. For instance, after you were exposed to stress, you go work out, exercise, you control your eating habits, you reduce weight, you don't smoke. If you observe these and minimize the risk factors, then the likelihood that the stress that you're exposed to is going to give you health problems is lower.
So hitting the gym rather than the pub.
Exactly.